Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's shiur, a fascinating shiur about a fascinating topic. You know, unfortunately, for a long extended period of time, there were so many people that weren't able to daven with a minyan. They couldn't answer Baruch Hu, they couldn't answer Kedusha, they couldn't answer Amen Yehoshua Rabbah. And there's still, unfortunately, there are people, particularly people who are high risk, people who have immunity compromising situations, and many of those people haven't answered Baruch Hashem Amvorach, Kadosh, 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 Kedusha. They haven't answered Amen Yehoshua Rabbah in four, almost 5 months. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating workaround where it's possible that a person could say Amen Yehoshua Rabbah. Maybe they could say Baruch Hu, even as a yachid, even as an individual. And we'll see, it's not so simple, but yet it is still brought down and very, very interesting to know about. So the source for this initially is very old. It's actually brought down from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda Megar Maiza, who was one of the Rishonim, in his Sefer, Rokeach. In the Laws of Kaddish, he writes the following. Yachid she'ena be'beis ha'knesses le'baruch Hu. If an individual can't come to shul to answer Baruch Hu, so you know what he should do? He should pull out a brisa, which quotes the Sifri, and the Sifri says like this, Kishem Hashem Yekar, the Pasuk says, the name of Hashem I will call out. Rabbi Yossi says, Menayim lo'ayim be'beis ha'knesses. Where do we know if a person is standing in shul, va'ayim re'baruch Hu es Hashem amvayrach, and he hears the chazan say the words, Baruch Hu es Hashem amvayrach, she'ayin achra Baruch Hashem amvayrach alamvayr, that he should respond, Baruch Hashem amvayrach alamvayr. The Pasuk says, because when I hear the name of Hashem, I will give greatness to him. So says the Rokeach brilliantly, if you read this Braisa, even if you're sitting in your home, then you say, you could read the words Baruch Hu, as you could say Hashem's name, Hamvayrach, and say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hamvayrach, because you're just quoting the Braisa, you just said yourself Baruch Hu. Then he says, how do you know? And the Braisa continues, how do you know that if you hear the Ktzibur saying, Yemeni Heshme Rabbah, you should say Lalam Lome El Maya? So again, you could say Amen Yehoshua Rabbah by saying that. And then he brings further that every time the Klal Yisrael says the words Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Hashem Tzvakayis Mloich Al Arit Kevaydai, and it speaks about the Psukim in Kedusha of what we say, what the Malachim say. So again, a person ends up having Kedusha. So says the Rekech, if you can't go to Shul, you got yourself Amen Yehoshua Rabbah, you got Baruch Hu, and you got Kedusha just by bringing this Braisa. Now clearly the Rokeach learned that you say Hashem's name when you say it, because if you don't say Hashem's name when you say it, then you don't gain anything. I mean, it's nice to learn Braises. Interestingly enough, the Sefer HaMarik from Rabbi Avram, Rav Nosson Hayarchi, also very early Sefer, he says that if a person is unable to say Kedusha, he says if he's a Talmud Chacham, he should open the Gemara Maseches Chulin and Perek Yirah Nasha. There the Gemara quotes that there's three different groups of Malachi Asharis, of attending angels that say Shira every single day. One says Kadosh, Kadosh, and you'll end up having the whole Kedusha, which is brought down in that Gemara, even though you're not in Shul. In addition to that, he says, let's say a person doesn't have a Gemara, because in those days, it's very possible a person didn't have a Gemara, could pull out Tanakh, and you could read the Psukim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, Kavod, those are all in the Navi. However, he says you have to be careful to say them with the trup, with the proper cantillation marks, with the Ta'anim, because you can't just say Psukim with Hashem's name randomly. And the greatest Chiddush in this initiative is the Chiddush of the Chida. The Chida, in his Sefer Avodah Shakadosh and Tzipor and Shamir, the Chida writes that if a person is davening as a Yachid, then when he gets up to the place where there's Baruch, that means between Yishtabach and Birkas Kriyashma, he should read the following Brice, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Bechol Yom Shachris, every morning, Malach Echad Poiseach, Piva Malach opens his mouth, Va'omer, and says, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Nimmechlam Bo'ed. And then he says, when he gets to Baruch, Achaya Achas Aymedes, this particular type of Malach stands up, and his name is Yisrael, and inscribed on its forehead is Yisrael, and it says Baruch Hu Hashem Amvayrach, and all the Malachim answer Baruch Hashem Amvayrach Amvayed. So he does mechadish that not only could you say Baruch Hu, but he could even say it in the middle of davening, which you may say is a hafsik, it's an interruption. Avapikein says the chida that a person could do it at that point. So it seems, just based on what we said, that if a person is still alone, they're not able to daven with a minyan, they're traveling somewhere, they're sick, they could read these brises, and they're wonderful. They have themselves Baruch Hu Amen Yehoshua Rabbah and Kedusha. And as a matter of fact, in certain Siddurim, at the end of the Siddur, they have, at the end of Shachris, they have a whole very interesting section. If a person didn't hear Half Kaddish, they should say this section. They didn't hear Baruch Hu, they should say this. They didn't hear Kedusha of Shachris, they should say this. Instead of Kaddish Shalom that, Baruch Hu this. And therefore, it seems like a person has a good workaround. They have a way to figure things out if they're not able to participate in a minyan. However, it's not so pashut. It's not as simple as it sounds. Because are you really permitted to say Hashem's name when you're learning a Gemara? When you're learning something, you're learning a Tosfos, you're learning a Shulchan Aruch, you're learning the Rambam, and it brings down a Pasuk. Are you permitted to say Hashem's name in that situation? So the Magen Avraham, in Reish Tesvav, the Magen Avraham says that when a person learns Maseches Brachos, Maseches Brachos brings down all the brachos that we make, whether it's the bracha that one makes on thunder and lightning, or the Birkas HaShachar, the morning brachos, and you read all those brachos in the Gemara, says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. Even though the Gemara quotes, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Ayseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, you have to say Hashem. You're not allowed to actually verbalize the psukim, the words of Hashem Himself. So we'll come out according to this Magen Avraham, that the solution that we said previously, the workaround, where you could say the Gemaras, according to this Magen Avraham, you don't gain anything because you can't say Hashem's name. Now what's the Magen Avraham going on? So the Magen Avraham is going on a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, on the Daud Amar Aleph, that if a person sees, Haroya Makam Shanasa by Nisim Li Yisrael, if a person sees a place where miracles transpired to Klal Yisrael, Oymer, he says, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Abayseinu B'makam Azeh, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made miracles for us in this particular place. And Tosfos there says that these brachos, even though the Gemara doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Sha'asa Nisim Li Yisrael, but obviously you do have to say the Shem Hashem, or else it's not a bracha. You have to say the beginning of the bracha properly. So Rabbi Zai, why didn't the Gemara say right out Baruch Atah Hashem? So the answer is because they didn't want you to say the words of Hashem's name in the Mishnah. So we see in this Mishnah that you're not supposed to say Hashem's name when you're learning brachas. So it comes out that this is the Magen Avraham's source, that a person should not say Shem Hashem when they're learning. Others say that this is not necessarily a proof. The Gemara just doesn't always write out the whole pasuk for you, the whole pasuk, the whole bracha for you in every single situation. Additionally, there's another proof to this from the Marsha. The Marsha brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lechem Hashem Leikaro. The Gemara there speaks about individuals who take or support themselves, and it's not called for. Hashem does not approve of the way they support themselves. And it speaks about different individuals, but one of them it speaks about, the Gemara there is, a milame tinaikos. Somebody who teaches little children Torah. What's wrong? What's wrong there? That's a very honest profession. As a matter of fact, they probably are smart people and they can be making a lot of money. And instead they chose to do Avodas HaKadosh. Why are they doing something wrong? So the Marsha there says, because the Rebbeim are not careful. And when they teach Torah, to teach the little kids, they always say Hashem's name. And therefore the Gemara says, if you're saying Hashem's name, that's not a good profession. So it seems from this Marsha specifically, very explicitly, that if a person is learning and they say Hashem, it's a bad thing. Another raya, another proof of the Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Avchav Beis Amar Aleph, which seems a proof the other way around. The Gemara is speaking about a Balkari. A Balkari is a person that's Tamei. And a Balkari is not allowed to say Hashem's name when he's Tamei. So the Gemara there says he's allowed to learn Gemara. A Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. He can learn it, open up a Masechta and learn a Gemara. However, says the Gemara, when he gets up to a Pasuk or something that has the Shem Hashem in it, he's not allowed to say the Shem Hashem. Why? Because he's Tamei. But what does it seem from there? If you're a regular person that's not Tamei, it seems from this Gemara, that you could actually say the Shem Hashem. Not like the Marsha, not like the Magen Avraham and the other proof in the Gemara. There's another proof from a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. A very famous Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, but one that's relatively unknown. That means to say, people quote it a lot, but, you know, I think every person who learns has to know this Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Amar Rav Tamcha Mar Chai Loi, Rav Tamcha Mar Chani Loi says, La'olam yeshalish adam shnoisav. A person should divide his life years into three. Shlish b'mikra, one-third of his life he should learn chumash. Shlish b'mishnah, one-third he should learn mishnayis. Shlish b'talmud, and one-third of his life he should learn gemara. Now, do you know anyone that, I don't know, till the age of 30, they only learn chumash? Then from 30 to 60, they only learn mishnayis. And then when they hit 60, they start learning gemara? Zok Tosfos there, that's not what it means. Tosfos says, by the way, well, Tosfos brings one opinion that you should divide your day into three. A third Torah Shebiksav, and two-thirds Torah Shebalpeh. But Rabbeinu Tam there helps us out, and we follow this Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha. Rabbeinu Tam says that us that learns Talmud Bavli, we, by learning Talmud Bavli, we fulfill all three. Because Talmud Bavli brings Psukim, it brings Mishnayos, and it also brings Gemaras. Now, Lachaira, if we are being Mikayim, if we're fulfilling learning Chumash, from Gemara, we should have to say the Shem Hashem. We should have to say the Hashem's name. Because usually when a person learns Chumash, you do Shnayim Mikra, you're supposed to say Shem Hashem. So it seems from the Gemara, you should say Shem Hashem. So again, we have a message, conflicting messages in these different Gemaras. There's one more fascinating discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, which also seems to indicate that one could say the Shem Hashem. The Mechaber is talking about a well-known application. You know, when it comes to Pesach, we stop saying Mashiva Ruach Amar Dagoshem because that's just instituted to be said in the winter, the rainy season. So the problem is that many people, because of the way that they've been accustomed for the last 6 months, they make mistakes. A week after Pesach, all of a sudden they say Mashiva Ruach. And we know if you say Mashiva Ruach, you're supposed to say over Shemoneh Esrei. Or even if they didn't say it specifically, and they know that they did, but they're not sure. They have a suffix. So halacha is that for the first 30 days, if a person is not sure, they have to assume that they did it like their old habit, and therefore they have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, brings a workaround. And he says like this. If on the first day of Pesach, you say, Atah Gibar, until Mayrid HaTol, because remember Nosach Svard says, Amar HaTol, Svardim say Mayrid HaTol, that's the Mechaber, he's a Svardi posik. If you do it 90 times, and you don't say Mashiv Ruach, you say Mayrid HaTol, you could assume that you changed your rote, you changed your habit. Now let me ask you a question. You know, I'll read you the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Oimer Birchas Atogibar, you say from Atogibar until Mayrid HaTol. Now how could you do that? What's the words in Atogibar? Atogibar Loi Lam Hashem, it has the Shem Hashem in it. Yet it seems from the Mechaber that you're allowed to do it because you're doing it for a purpose. So it seems from the Mechaber that even if it's not for tefillah necessarily, or you're not reading psukim, or you're making a bracha, but if it's a necessary purpose, it's permitted to say the Shem Hashem. Now, just to be intellectually honest, the Mishnah Brura there says that, no, don't start by Atah Gibar. Start with Mechai Mesi Matar Rav L'Shia. But from the Mechaber, it seems like you do say it. Because, I don't know, this is just my own understanding, it's not geschmack to say that the Mechaber means to say, you say Atah Gibar Leilam Hashem, instead of Hashem's actual name. Because then that's not going to change your habit, because you're just when you're davening, you say Atah Gibar and you say Adai, you say Hashem's name, you're going to go back to your old habit, not your new habit of Hashem. Or maybe worse, when you get up to Atah Gibar, you'll say Hashem instead of saying Hashem's name actually. But it does seem from this Mechaber that it's permitted for a person to say Shem Hashem. So what's the halacha l'maisa practically? Can one say these brises that the Rokeach quotes if they're not in shul? Can one say Shem Hashem when they're learning? Can one say Hashem's name when they're saying a bracha in the Gemara Maseches Brachos? So the Chidol HaMaisa paskins that a person should not say Shem Hashem when he learns. And the Stipler also, and the Stipler says, because since it's a machlekes, if a person's allowed to say Shem Hashem, you have to be machper, because you may be saying Hashem's name in vain, and that is not a simple thing. It's a lav saying Hashem's name in vain. For sure, says the Stipler, when you're learning a Gemara, and a Gemara brings down half a pasuk, and that half a pasuk has Hashem's name in it, you're for sure not allowed to say Hashem's name. You're not supposed to say a pasuk that only has you just have to finish the whole pasuk. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Brura is mechalik. The Mishnah Brura kind of takes one opinion and the other. The Mishnah Brura says like this. When you're learning a Gemara and you come across a pasuk, then you could say Hashem's name. But, he says, when you come across a Gemara that has a bracha, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvairach, then you can. Which would come out according to this, that Baruch Hu, if a person's davening as an individual, it's not going to help to say that brisa because they can't say Hashem's name. But maybe they could say the psukim of Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 especially if they use the tanim, they use the appropriate trump. Maybe that would be permitted according to this opinion of the Mishnah Brura. Now, I'd like to show a few interesting applications where this shayla becomes even more complex and a little bit more detailed. So firstly, there's actually a shayla brought down in the Ben Ish Chai in the Aruch HaShulchan. If a guy is giving a shmooze, he's giving a shir, he's giving a class, a lecture, and he's quoting psukim, should he be saying the Shem Hashem? The Ben Ish Chai writes that a person should not say Shem Hashem, but he says you only can't say the Shem Hashem of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. But you could say Shin, Dalet, Yud, Shakai. You could say that when you're teaching, so according to the Ben Ish Chai, I could have just pronounced that Shin, Dalet, Yud word. Or other names, Eke, which is brought down in the Pasuk in Shemais, a person's allowed to use those names when he's darshaning. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says you should not use Shem Hashem whatsoever. And if you happen to go to a shir, a lecture, and you see that the Magid Shir is quoting Psukim and saying Shem Hashem, it is within your purview to go over to them respectfully and ask them afterwards what the source is for them to be able to say Shem Hashem, who says you're allowed to say. Okay. Interestingly enough, we quoted previously about saying Brises. So the Ben Ish Chai says, you know, saying a brisa of whatever, Baruch Hu, the Ben Ish Chai says you're not allowed to do it. Even if you hold it, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem in a brisa, but you can't do it between Yishtabach and Birkas Kriya Shema. That's a hefsek. He says you should do it before Aleinu. Why before Aleinu? Because the Ben Ish Chai, Davin Svardi, and we know that Nusach Svardin, Nusach Adasa Mizrach, the Svardin, they say Baruch Hu before Aleinu. So Mimela, he says that's the appropriate place to say Baruch Hu. I want to share with you another very, very interesting application of this halacha. Because you see Let's just say the following case. A guy comes to the Rav and he says, Rav, it's the month of Teves, and it's literally been raining and cloudy and snowy for the first 2 weeks of the month, and I haven't said Kiddush Levana. And tonight is the 16th already, the 16th of the month. We know really you're not yet what you're supposed to say, the Gemara says. You could say Kiddush Levana, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ad Tezayin, until the 16th. It's the 16th already. Could I say Kiddush Levana? So first of all, that's a machlokes. There's a machlokes if when it says Ad until the 16th, Shishasar, it means including the 16th, or it means until the 16th. So that's machlokes number one. So the Rav tells him, I have a wonderful, wonderful Eitzah. I have a great way to make this work. He tells him, do me a favor, go into my study and get me my Gemara Sanhedrin. The guy goes, he comes up with a Gemara Sanhedrin, and he brings out the Gemara in Mesechah Sanhedrin, I think it's Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there says that when a person sees the new moon, he should say, and it quotes the whole Kiddush Levana. So he tells the guy, take the Gemara Sanhedrin outside, and read the Gemara. And if you read the Gemara, you just did Kiddush Levana. It's the 16th. Yeah, you're just reading the Gemara. But Rav Ozner, when he explains that actually it's a little more complex than I'm making it. Listen to this, because this is such an interesting way of understanding this. He says, Achar, you have a svek sveika. You have a double doubt in halacha. First of all, Kobi, you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana today. Because maybe when the Gemara says Ad Tezayin, until the 16th, it means it's including the 16th, number one. Number two, even if you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana anymore, but maybe we paskin, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem when you're learning a Gemara. So you know what you're doing? You're learning a Gemara outside by the moon. It's kind of like show and tell. But L'chaira, a person in that situation has the opportunity to make Kiddush Levana on the 16th, even though halachically maybe he's not allowed to. This is what the Paiskim talk about. But Rav Ozner himself says that it doesn't seem that that's plausible. Why not? Because he says we have a rule in Gan Shas, and Al Shulchan Aruch and Halacha, that Safek Brachais Lahakil. If you're not sure about making a bracha, we always err on the side of caution. We're lenient and we don't let you make the bracha. Says Rav Ozner, what's the problem? Let's say you're not sure if you should be making a bracha. Just take out a Gemara or a Rambam and read Halacha in the Rambam, Melchas Brachas. Kesha Yoicha Pri Yoimar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bari Priyot. When you eat a fruit, make Bari Priyot. Why don't we say that? Why do we say Safek Brachas Lahakil? It would seem that we don't do that. Also, there's an Avnei Nezer who wants to use this. The Avnei Nezer, someone came to the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, and he said to him that the doctor prohibited him from eating Mar on Pesach night. But after nudging the doctor said to him, you know, you could eat just a small amount. So the guy's going to eat a little bit. And the shaila is if that little bit is considered a kezayis. There's a machlokes, what's a kezayis? So could he make a bracha? So the Avnei Nezer said, no, but you should do like this. You should open up the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach. And the Rambam says, Yechol kezayis mar. V'yomer brachato Hashem, l'kinem ha'chomesh, r'gishon, tzitzit v'tzvan, l'achil smar, and you could eat it. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. So Rav Ozner quotes this Avnei Nezer. Rav Ozner says an interesting difference between the case of Kiddush Levana and eating Mara. He says, by Kiddush Levana, it's not the pshat you're not sure if you should do the mitzvah. And now, because you're not sure if you should do the mitzvah, you also are not sure if you should make the bracha. There, by Kiddush Levana, the bracha is the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? Making a bracha on the Levana. However, by Mara, there, the mitzvah isn't making a bracha. What's the mitzvah? Eating Mara. Making a bracha is just, I don't know if I'm doing the mitzvah or if I'm not doing the mitzvah. So Kobi, there's a difference between these two cases, writes Rav Ozner in his Sefer. In the Sefer Chashuk Echemet from Rav Zilberstein, Rav of Ramat Al-Khanan, Rav Yashar Sanoma, he brings another, you know, really, really interesting way of an application in this Shalan Halacha. It seems like there was a Rav who came to him with the following dilemma. He was the Rav of a large shul, and one of his responsibilities was that every night during Sfiras HaOmer, he would be the one that would do Berachas HaOmer, the bracha for Sfiras HaOmer and counting the Omer, which many shuls have that. The Rav is the one that does it. The problem was this Rav was taken to the hospital a week into Sfiras HaOmer, and he was out of it. And he missed a 24-hour period, so he can't say Sfiras HaOmer anymore, saying a bracha. It's so embarrassing for him. You know, he comes back to shul, and I was, Shalom Aleichem, it's so good to see you. Of course you'll do Sfira for us tonight. I can't do Sfira because I forgot tonight. So Rav Zilberstein advised him that you know what he should do? He should open up a Rambam, Hilchos Tamidinu Musafim, where the Rambam speaks about the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. He should have a Rambam there, and he should read the beginning quietly. That the Rambam says, Kishus, Bechol Laila V'Laila, each night, Yispar, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinu Melchom Asher Gishon, Tzitzit Tzvan, Al Sfiras HaOmer. So he could say the bracha. He's not really saying a bracha, he's just reading from the Gemara, from the Rambam. And then he could say, Hayoin, whatever today is the Omer, that you're supposed to do regardless of what. Even if you miss a day, you still continue to count, you just don't count with the bracha. Now, what are you going to tell me? But maybe there's someone in the shul that's being yaitzeh with his bracha, and he's not yaitzeh because the halacha is the Rambitzker Rav Paskin, that for Sviras Aimer, even if you're not yaitzeh, even if you're not necessarily chayv in Sviras Aimer, you could count for someone else. It's a whole discussion of itself, why it's different than most halachas. So Lachaira says, Rav Zilberstein, you have a great workaround. Let's talk about two more things. And that is Miras and Shabbos. Are you supposed to say Shem Hashem when you say Zimis? So, if I'm not mistaken, the Vilna Gaon was meticulous not to say Shem Hashem in Zimis because it's not a tefillah, it's not psukim, so maybe you don't have a right to say Shem Hashem. Halacha l'maisa, many people say Shem Hashem, but Rav Nebenzal, he should be gezunt, the Rav of the Old City, he writes in his Sefer that you're only allowed to say Shem Hashem with two conditions. Number one, you have to be having kavana. You have to think about what you're saying. If you stop singing a song, you're not thinking about the words, which many people do when they sing Zmiras. They're busy thinking about the chant that's about to come out, or whatever it is. Then, halachas, you can't say Shem Hashem. Number two, he says, if you're saying Shem Hashem, you can't be mafsid. You can't interrupt. You have to make sure you say every pasuk or every stanza from the beginning until the end, and not tell someone, oh, pass the brisket. It doesn't work. You can't do that. Rosh Hashanah in the Sefer Halicha Shloima writes that a person should lechatchila say Shem Hashem in Zmiras. And that's what he instructed his students in Yeshiva's Kotar, we were with Rosh Hashiva. And he said it's so interesting that when he eats in Yeshiva, he always notices, even guys who don't schmooze a lot during the meals, but when it comes time for Zmiras, for some reason they start schmoozing. He says, you see from there, there's a Yetzirah that a person shouldn't sing Zmiras, maybe because the Yetzirah doesn't want to say Shem Hashem. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, L'maisa Paskins, that a person should not say Shem Hashem when they say Birkas Hamazon. The only time, personally, that I say Shem Hashem is when I say Mizmer LeDavid, by Shal Shudas, because that's saying a capital of Tehillim. That's not a problem. You could say Shem Hashem according to everybody. Now let's conclude with one particular Zemer, which not so many people know that much about. And if you think about it, it's a really fascinating Zemer. And that's the Zemer of Tzur Mishalei Achalnu. If you look at Tzur Mishalei Achalnu, the Paiskim all right, the Mefarshim all point out, that Tzur Mishalei Achalnu has in it multiple stanzas. And each stanza in Tzur Mishalei corresponds to another paragraph in Birkas Hamazon, another paragraph in benching. So we begin and we say, Tzur Mishalei Achalnu, we'll see in a minute what that is. Hazan Esaylamai is the first stanza. Hazan, that's the first bracha in Birkas Hamazon. The second stanza, Bishir V'kol Toida Nevarech L'Elokeinu, we'll thank Hashem, Al Eretz Chemda Toiva, for this amazing land. That's the second bracha. Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon. What's the next stanza? Rachim b'chazdecha alam chatzureinu al tziyah mishkan kvadecha. That's the third bracha in Birkas Hamazon. So actually, Reb Chaim Elazner brings down from the Gaon that he did not sing Tzur Mishalei because maybe you're yotzei Birkas Hamazon with that, and that's a problem. How can you say Birkas Hamazon? It's a bracha labatala. It's a bracha in vain. What's interesting though is that missing in Tzur Mishalei is the final bracha of Birkas Hamazon, the bracha that we say hatoyva meitiv, which is the last bracha in Birkas Hamazon. There's nothing that represents that. There are those that say something mind-boggling. We know that Hatoiva Meitiv was added later in history, when the dead people who were killed, massacred in Beitar, were finally brought to burial miraculously, so they instituted another bracha in Birkas Hamazon of Hatoiva Meitiv. There are those that say that Tzur Mishalei is so old that it was composed even before the Mesim in Beitar were buried. So it was composed as a parallel to Birkas Hamazon so many years ago, thousands and thousands of years ago. It just shows the holiness and the sanctity of Tzur Mishalei. The Stipler, because he was concerned about this Gaon, he would sing Tzur Mishalei. That was his minug. But after he sang Tzur Mishalei, he'd always make sure to eat a kezias of bread. So that in case he was yoytze Tzur Mishalei, Birkas Hamazon with Tzur Mishalei, when he says Birkas Hamazon later on, it's not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha in vain. Fascinatingly and lastly, I saw it brought down in one of the more modern day Paiskim, halachas in Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, halachas svarim, that actually Tzur Mishalei was instituted for a person who doesn't have a zimun. We know if you have three people, a minimum of three people, you do a mezumen. What do you say? Nevarach shachalnu mishalei. He says, take a look at what the first stanza in Tzur Mishalei is. Tzur Mishalei achalnu, nevarach lelekenu. So he says that Tzur Mishalei, the first stanza in there was instituted, if let's say you don't have a zimun, you still want to get the schus of a zimun, you say Tzur Mishalei. And actually it's brought down that even though Tzur Mishalei is paskind in our, I'm sorry, is written, recorded in our Shabbos Miras, People think it's connected to Shabbos. It actually has nothing to do with Shabbos. It doesn't mention Shabbos once in Tzur Mishalei. As a matter of fact, it seems like historically, people would say Tzur Mishalei on a regular Tuesday or Wednesday if they didn't have a Zimun. They wanted to make sure that they get, kind of like what we started off with, that they get the Schar of a Zimun, even though they don't have the Zimun. So listen, I'm not paskening halacha l'maisa, what you should do or should not do. If a person is still davening by themselves, if they should read these brises, if they should read the brise of Kedusha and Baruch Hu and Amen Yesh Mirabah, that you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But one thing we do see from this, that not being able to daven with the minyan is not a simple thing. That you see the Rishonim were trying to find workarounds. B, saying Hashem's name is not a simple thing. And see, we need to really appreciate when we have opportunities to say Shem Hashem, to say Baruch Hu, to say Amen Yesh Mirabah, to say Kedusha. They're not to be taken lightly. They're not to be taken for granted. Wishing you and yours a wonderful, beautiful evening. I look forward to continuing to learn a Mitzvah Shem on Thursday.